I am here with Alex at Robin Hill. Now, I am intrigued because you were here in Robin Hill's previous being, as it were, and you went off elsewhere. But then when the park was reopening, you had the chance to come back. So what is it you love about Robin Hill that drew you back here?
Oh, well, it's the gardens. You know, 88 acres, very diverse, water, woodland.
Yeah.
Formal areas, informal areas. As a horticulturalist, it's much more appealing. Mm. Because there's more, like I said, like a wide diversity of gardening and work.
Yeah.
You know, and also not just gardening. You know, respond to anything else maintenance-wise, projects I enjoy doing.
Yeah. It's a very special place, isn't it? There is something you find that when you come into the park, as if you're in its own little universe, I find. It sort of feels like you're away from all the hustle and bustle.
Absolutely.
So it must be a very, I imagine, busy but quite peaceful place to work sometimes.
Yeah, well, we have our busy periods and then we have our quiet periods,
yeah.
You know, and you sort of work between the two. Quiet periods, you can sort of get the bigger jobs done. And then when we're busy, then it's more concentrating on day-to-day sort of operations of dealing with the, you know, not dealing with the public, but helping the public and our guests.
Yes, to enjoy the park.
Make sure they get a good day.
So let's go back. So, you know, the plan, suddenly it's all coming together. Lee and John are you know, going to reopen Robin Hill. Mm. What was there to be done? I mean, had it been maintained while it was closed, or was it like coming back into 6 months backlog, or, you know, what was it like coming back?
Yeah, well, I knew the garden had been, the park had been closed for a while, nearly a year. So, yeah, for the summer and the winter, or certainly the summer and autumn, there wasn't a lot of work being done. There was work being done, but not as much as it could be done. So, yeah, I come back to the park, I've been left, leaves. Yeah, it just surprised me how quickly, you know, nature can sort of take
absolutely,
it back.
Yeah. I mean, if this had been left, it would have just returned to nature, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So a team coming in, I mean, how many people work
on
the grounds?
Come back on my own, first of all.
Okay, so that must have been quite daunting.
So I had a first sort of week or two sort of on my own with the gardens, and I just thought, right, I need to just start at one point and just keep going.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure if there was anyone else being taken on at the time, or was I going to get any help, so I just thought, right, the first few days, this is on me, I've got to get this done.
Yeah, you can only do what you can do at that point.
So I just made the decision, just start at the top and just work my way to the bottom, because we're on a hill.
Yeah.
Start at the top, work my way down.
And it is quite a dramatic landscape, as you say, the hill and everything. I remember being here at one festival when it was like the bottom was one giant puddle. And so what are the challenges? What does nature throw at you that's always a bit of a constant challenge to kind of address here?
Well, they've got a lot of trees, so tree management. Water as well. Like some of it I like to leave for nature, but some of it I like to keep clean, and as well as nature, but a good presentation on some of the water, but some of it we leave. Literally, I like to leave because I just see habitat there. And you know, we've got quite a few different species of animals here. There's quite a lot of biodiversity.
Yeah, and is that something, I believe, that there are some areas that are being rewilded, I think was the phrase I was told. So the idea to actually manage nature a little bit, but not over-manage it, so give it a chance to thrive.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
So what are you hoping will come back? What sort of species have you got here, if people don't know?
Oh, we've got buzzards, lots of songbirds. We've got nesting coots this year. We've had more hens nesting, and they've had two broods. What else have I seen? Oh, I've seen song thrushes up here. I've seen goldcrests. I've seen firecrests here.
So when people visit, they really should be looking up and into the trees seeing what nature's...
Red squirrels here in the autumn. Wonderful. It's alive with red squirrels because we've got a lot of sweet chestnut.
Yeah.
And when they start dropping the nuts, the squirrels, they're everywhere. They're on the ground.
So something particularly for the tourists that they don't see on the mainland, obviously.
That's right. You get quite close to them as well because they're so busy concentrating on getting their harvest in for the winter.
So what's your favourite part of the park? If you were advising somebody to come here, what's the favourite part that you'd say, actually, you'll miss it if you don't go and look for this spot? Is there a particular place that you really love?
Not particularly.
All of it.
I think, like I said, I kind of see it in zones. Mm. In my mind, I kind of put it into zones because that helps me manage it. I think, right, I hit that area. Mm. But certainly the woodlands. I like the woodlands because you've got shade, it's shaded. It's cool on the hot days. Mm. So I really like the woodland. It's an ancient woodland. There's lots of species. We've got, it's alive with bluebells and wood anemones in the spring. So I love the woods, but also I like the valley. I love the partling, the ponds we have. That's quite a nice area that I like to try to keep to a good standard.
Yeah.
Because that's like one of the formal areas.
A little birdie tells me your work is being recognised, that you've been shortlisted for an award.
Yes, White and Bloom, yeah.
That's amazing, this is quite early on in the journey of the new venture.
Yeah.
So that must feel pretty good to have your work recognised so soon.
Yeah, we've won it previously. Yeah. So I like to try and hold that.
Yeah.
And work towards that. I'd like to enter White and Bloom because it's local on the island, and also gives me something to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the judges are coming in June, and I know right.
Will you know when they come, or is it like secret shopping?
Roughly, they sort of said middle of June. So I thought, right, that's my deadline to sort of get the gardens to a good standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well presented. Also, the guests as well, of course. But it's nice to have something to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something to work towards.
And so what are the plans for the grounds in the coming year or so? Is there anything about to change, or are there things you want to add?
What I've sort of done in the past is when new attractions go in, or a new climbing frame, then I kind of, that gives me an opportunity to work in that area, bring the gardens in into that area and put my touch on it.
Yeah.
If it requires plants, because we had the tunnels went in down in the middle of the garden, and then we had an issue with some of the retaining wood sleepers, so we did a workaround. We did like sort of carved concrete, like fake rocks out of concrete, to hold that back. It looks really quite good. So things like that on projects.
It's a bit of landscaping around a new...
Yeah, hard landscaping, soft landscaping, an opportunity for me to sort of buy some plants in, to bring new species into the gardens.
I was going to say that. Is there anything you're particularly keen to get growing here that you haven't had before? Or just always on the lookout for opportunities?
I'm always looking at an opportunity to buy new plants. And if I get a chance to buy new plants, then that's when I can think, oh, yeah.
So am I thinking you spend your time off looking around plant nurseries and things as well, or do you keep it to the day job?
No, it's not as glorious. No, it's not as fantastic as that. It's literally sort of, there's, you know, a catalogue. We deal with a certain supplier, we have done in the past.
And it
also depends on what they've got. So in my mind, I might want something quite rare and something quite unusual.
And do you grow from scratch here as well, or do you, you know...
I have done in the past, yeah. We've got a nursery prop bench, and I've produced cuttings, and I've propagated from seed. But this year I've had to sort of put that... I've kept it tidy, I've kept it clean, but I've had to put it on the back foot because I'm still fighting in the garden with...
I was saying to you earlier, I came to the press day when, you know, I mean, literally you could tell everything was happening to get it ready for opening, and just so amazed how wonderful it looked, and how, you know, as I said, you know, the average person with a garden at home, just keeping on top of a few pots feels like a challenge.
Mm.
But this is such a huge area, and so absolute amazing well done to you and the team for such a beautiful place. I mean, whatever reason you're coming, I think there's something for all ages here.
Oh,
which is so lovely. You know, if you just fancy a nice Sunday afternoon stroll around some beautiful woodlands, you've got that. If you're here with the kids, there's plenty to do. So I think it's absolutely looking amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is looking good. I'm quite pleased with myself.
I think you should be. I really think you should be.
You know, and then... And yeah, things are, luckily we've had a nice dry summer, so that's gone in my favour.
Yes,
because in some respects, obviously watering, but it has, you know, slowed the weeds down, slowed the grass down, and gives me an opportunity to sort of get on other things, you know. So yeah, I think if we had a wet summer, then we still could. Fingers crossed we don't.
That's the challenge of the seasons, isn't it? You never know quite what it's going to throw at you.
But we had a bit of a wet summer last year in my previous place. Yeah, I was struggling because all the weeds were just the grass, the weeds, everything was growing like crazy right through the growing season.
Yeah.
So,
well, very best of luck with White and Bloom. We look forward to hearing how that turns out.
Yeah.
But I think just the nomination and the shortlisting is fantastic. So recognising that you've turned this place back round, you know, after a period of closure, is absolutely brilliant.
Yes, good.
So we look forward to maybe have you back again to talk to us in another season about how it's going and how the challenges are developing.
Problem. Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much. And we'll speak to you again very soon here on Vectors Radio.
Thank you very much.